Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing.
Great.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How many know that greater is coming? Hallelujah. We were listening to the young lady, evangelist, Ja'Kalyn Carr. I tell you, that's a beautiful song that the Lord have graced her with to minister to the world, really. And we have to believe that greater is coming. Amen, amen. Once again, we greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank God for you tuning in once again to fellowship with us on a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Amen. I am your host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and also our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. We're just so thankful that God has blessed us and given us this wonderful opportunity to be able to minister to souls. That's what we're here for. We're here to encourage. We're here to inspire. We're here to enrich and to empower souls to pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus, and to do that without apology. See, you don't have to apologize for pursuing your destiny in Christ, because we all have a destiny for each and every one of us, and all of us should be striving to please our Master, not one another, but to please God. Amen. So once again, we're just so grateful for all of our listeners. We thank God for those that come on the internet and listen live, and those that even come into the chat room, and those that go back later and listen in the archives. These messages are available 24/7. So any time of the night, any time of the morning where you need to hear something encouraging, I dare you to tune in to New Destiny Ministries. You will find somebody on this broadcast ministering a word of hope, ministering a word that would encourage you. Everybody needs encouraging. Amen. But we also know that we have to encourage ourselves. Amen. In the Lord. So we're just so thankful today. And we bless the Lord, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for Sister Millie being with us today. I know we haven't seen her in a little bit, and I understand when you're working. We saw you on yesterday also. So God bless you, Sister Millie. She's been with us since the inception of this program, along with Sister Ruby Larry. Amen. So we're just excited about what God is doing. Are you excited about what God is doing in your life? Amen. If he's not doing anything in your life, then you need to take a look in the mirror, and you need to start examining yourself and see, what are you doing? What are you doing to please the Lord? Last week, our subject matter was, I will bless the Lord at all times. Many times we're looking for the blessings, but we're not looking to bless the Lord. So we begin to tell you to bless the Lord. Guess what? You have to take on his name. You have to challenge some things. You have to lay aside some things that's not holy, that's not righteous, that's not pleasing to God. So instead of us asking for blessings from the Lord, how about we bless him? How about we bless him and give him glory and give him thanks for all the wonderful things that he has occurring in our lives, for all the blood that he covers us with daily as we go through the wicked streets. Amen. As we visit the different businesses, as our children go off to school, and even, you know, some of us have grown children, adults with families. We have grandchildren, and we ask God to cover them with his blood, not our blood, because we haven't shed any blood for mankind, but to cover them with the blood of Jesus. Amen, amen. We're excited about this woman of God that is going to minister the word for us on today, and that's none other than Pastor Lois McCullough. We are so happy to have her here with us today. Amen. She has been a blessing to the body of Christ. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is a pastor. She is an evangelist. She is a woman that has sold out for the Lord. And we don't find many of us doing that today. Amen. But we're going to open up with the word of prayer. Amen. And then we're going to read a bio on Pastor McCullough, and we're going to get right on into the segment of today. Be still and know that I am God. That's all right. That's all right. Well, we're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with a word of prayer for us on today. Amen. Amen. Let us receive her. Ah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity again that you have bestowed upon us. Evangelist Bernard, the founder and host of this broadcast that you have allowed her to go forth and you have manifested for 20 months now. And we thank you. We love you and we praise you. Hallelujah. We know that we can't do anything without you. Hallelujah. We just thank you for being there for us. We thank you for leading and guiding your people unto this broadcast. Hallelujah. We thank you so much that you have take out time to send a rhema word from heaven for this broadcast on New Destiny Ministries. Hallelujah. A time of reflection. We praise you. We love you. And we just give you all the glory and all the praise. We thank you for our pastor that's coming on today to bring the word of life to your people, Lord Jesus. We thank you that it goes all over the world. It finishes in the United States, but we don't know where all your word is going forth out of all nations and countries and states. We just thank you and we praise you for the opportunity that you would use us, hallelujah, on this broadcast to bring your holy word and to preach the gospel and teach to your precious people, because you said all souls are yours, say the Lord. So we just thank you, and we just pray for the bereaved family. We pray for Evangelist Phillips and her sister passing. We pray for Minister Mike and his mother and sister that we know. We pray for Sister Patrice. Her father passed away. So, Lord, you know you comfort each and every one of our hearts. You can go where we can't go, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You lead them and you guide us into all truth. Not some truth, but all truth. And we just thank you for it. If I said or done anything that was against your precious word, Lord Jesus, I want to repent, because we don't want your word to be hindered because of something I have done or said. Hallelujah. We want it to come forth with the power and the anointing that you chose to send it on this broadcast. We thank you. We ask you to give Evangelist Bernard strength. Sister Millie's on the line. We seen her yesterday. Hallelujah. And we thank you for her. We thank you for her being on this line and coming forth. Hallelujah. We thank you that you give us the opportunity to see who's on the line, even though they may have to leave a little early. We just praise you and thank you for your people that you lead and direct to this broadcast. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, Jesus, we'd be like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah. We want you surrounded. Hallelujah. Bless each and every one that you sent on the line, their families, their children, their husbands or wives. Hallelujah. You know everything, you say, because you know our address. You know our mothers and fathers that you have assigned us to while we were yet born. Hallelujah. You know the hairs on our head, and you are concerned about us. You love us dearly, and you want to comfort and lead and guide us. And we thank you, and we love you, and we praise you for this opportunity that you have given us today. We don't take it lightly, Lord Jesus, because we want to be in your will and in your way. We thank you and praise you and love you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord today. How many know that we are witnesses? That's our subject for this week. That's our destiny focus. We are witnesses. Amen. And we all know what a witness is. Amen. And God, heaven has a record against us, and the Lord has a record also. So there's always going to be a witness. Jesus said he will not let his word go out and return unto him void. And the other scriptures say, hey, he won't be left without a witness. God will always have somebody to confirm his word. So it gives us great pleasure today to, this is not her first time on the broadcast, but this will be her first time ministering the word to us on today. Amen. And this woman of God, she's so sweet. She's powerful. Little lady, but she's powerful. When she open up her mouth, you know she is anointed. You know that she loves God and she loves God's people. Amen. So this is a bio on Pastor Lois McCullough. She is a native of Jonesboro, Arkansas. She is a graduate of Philander Smith College in Little Rock, Arkansas, and also the University of Washington. Mm-hmm. Pastor McCullough met her late husband, Pastor Darcy McCullough, in college there in Little Rock, Arkansas. And they later married in 1964 and became the proud parents of six children, four sons, and two daughters, and I believe about five of them are all in ministry. She have a daughter that is a first lady, husband is pastoring, and I believe two of her sons are also pastoring. Amen. Her husband pastored seven churches for 35 years under the African Methodist Episcopal Organization. He was also the founder, along with his wife, of New Direction Christian Fellowship here in Stockton, California, until he transitioned to his heavenly home in June 2010. Pastor McCullough is presently pastoring that congregation. Her goal is to get as many souls saved to become effective witnesses for the kingdom of God. Their theme for their church is loving God, loving people, based on Mark the 12th chapter, verses 30 and 31. So we're just so excited and elated and privileged and honored to have this woman of God to grace us on this radio broadcast with New Destiny Ministries. I'll never forget, she invited us over to her home, and she prepared dinner for us, and everything was so tasty. We just got full. I've had the privilege of going and fellowship with her at her church also here in Stockton. So she's just a wonderful woman that loved the Lord. So at this time, we like to present to our audience and for the very first time and introduce to some our speaker for this hour, and that's none other than Pastor Lois McCullough. God bless you, woman of God. How are you?
Thank God. Praise the Lord. It's a joy to be here with you this afternoon, and I just want to give glory and honor to God and to Sister Adrian Bernard and all those who work with her, and to all the pastors, preachers, intercessors, prayer warriors, and saints. I just thank God. And if there are any lost souls on the line, we bless you too. So we just thank God for this hour of sharing. We are his witnesses. Amen. We belong to him, but we are his witnesses. We are living testimonies. We are lively stones that build his kingdom, his church, his body. Amen, somebody. We are as born again believers. And someone said years ago that we testify by lip and life. And so if our lives are not lining, our lives have to line up with our lips, amen. And so we see living testimonies. And one of the scriptures that we're going to go to is Acts 1, 4 through 8, which says, and this is another thing, us as witnesses, we have to assemble ourselves together in the church, by telephone or whatever. We've got to assemble in order to stay strong in the Lord. Amen. Now, the word says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. And that's where we are, at the ends of the earth. Amen. And we're doing exactly that. Hallelujah. So we, and this power, baptism of the Holy Spirit, is really a baptism of the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. It's all about love. It's all about him over flooding our souls with love, so that when we see people on the street, we love them, and we will give them a smile, or we will see them as souls who need Jesus, because Jesus died for everybody on every continent, on every island of the sea. So we've got to love everybody, black, white, red, yellow, green, purple, grizzly. Amen. We got to love everybody. And because there is, you know, the word of God is for everybody. So we are building a kingdom culture. In spite of all the other cultures and ethnicities, we are building kingdom culture through our witnessing. Amen. Through our faith, through our love that we have for our sisters and brothers who are like us, those who are not like us, because everybody got God's DNA. Hallelujah, somebody. So, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. So we have to always lift Jesus higher. Now, when was this promise fulfilled? It was fulfilled in Acts 2, 1 through 4. And it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And we know this is all about the Jesus of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit pouring out his love upon all the people. Because we got to love. Without love, none of the gifts, none of these things that we feel so good about in ourselves will work unless we are loving everybody. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Now, in the book of Esther, we see another where because Esther put her life on the line, and she fasted, and we know that she prayed too, because in the book of Esther, the word God is not mentioned, but we know that she was a Jew, and we know that she loved God. But she wanted to save her people from annihilation. And she put her life on the line when she had to go to the king and say, just give me 3 days, and reveal to the king that there was an enemy trying to annihilate her people. Well, today we got the same problem. There's an enemy trying to annihilate all of God's people. And because we love God, because we're going to be witnesses for Jesus, we're going to save many souls, amen, because we're going to be a witness just as Esther was. She said, if I perish, I'll perish. I'm going before the king. So in order to be a witness for the Lord, we got to go before the king. But now here's what happened. As she and Mordecai, thank God for her Mordecai, her relative, and for his wise leadership. As they were sincere in fulfilling their purpose, their destiny that God had given them, guess what happened? And if we look at 8:15-7, as they won the battle, as they got their people set free, and of course the enemy, the same ditch that he was digging for Mordecai, he fell into that thing himself. He was the one that got annihilated, not the people of God. But here's what's interesting. Many Gentiles converted to Judaism as a result of that. Now, ain't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
She was a witness for the Lord in life and in her lifestyle. She didn't just speak it, but she acted it out. And many people were converted. Many Gentiles were converted to Judaism. Let's go and look at that right quick to Esther. Esther 8:15-17. And this is what it says. Esther 8:15. And it says, so Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, with a great crown of gold and a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And every province and city, wherever the king's command and decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and the holiday. Then many of the people of the land became Jews because the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Now, in our day, we got to let people know that the Lord is to be feared. He is to be respected. He is to be honored. And when we give our witness and our testimony, we're going to give it in love. Amen. We can't point all these fingers at them because of their downfall, because in doing so, Jesus said, if you judge other people, the same judgment that you judge others with, that's going to be your fate. So we don't want to do that. That's why everything must be done with love. And then when we consider that Ephesians 3:4-5, this is such a wonderful thing. When we consider that not only are we related, everybody's related, regardless of how they behave, regardless of what the situation is. The other day we went into a store, and this lady went through the line 3 or 4 times expecting her to get her place back, and so she was loud and boisterous. And then the other guy, he did his little thing. He eased on up in front of me, and my flesh wanted to scream. But after the fact, me and my friend, we just had to pray for those two people. We didn't confront them, but we had to pray for them that God would touch their lives. So we see stuff all around us every day. But here's what the word says in Ephesians 3, 14 and 15, where Paul spoke to the Ephesians about the mystery of God's eternal purpose, our His eternal destiny for all of us. And it says, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So we want to just witness to everybody we see. You know, now I'm working on that one because I'm not always ready to witness to everybody. But I'm working on me, okay? But we got to witness to everybody because these are the last days. Amen? And we got to get as many people saved and sanctified as possible. Now, my vision is, and I don't care what church, but I want us, I mean, people in our city, in Stockton, California, we need to get at least 3,000 souls saved. That will make a little dent into the situation. At least 3,000 people. But I don't know how God is going to do it. But because we pray, we're going to get that and more as we witness to the people, witness the love of Jesus, tell them how you overcame, tell them how God provided for you, tell them that God loves them. We are going to be a witness for the Lord. And then we got to we got to just share that love with a smile on our face, you know, because, hey, nobody's going to listen to us if we're not smiling a little bit, amen? We're not baptized in vinegar. We're baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire, amen? We got to be on fire for the Lord and be able to witness to the people. The Lord gave us this thing, loving God and loving people, because loving God, it represents that part of that cross, that vertical part of the cross. And that represents also the first four commandments. That's all about our relationship with God. And when we get that holy hookup with our daddy, with our heavenly daddy, hey, we're going to come out, you know, just always, we don't want to do anything without getting his okay. Hallelujah. And then that vertical cross, which our loving people is the next commandments deals with how we're going to relate to other people. And because I love my brother, I don't want to steal from them. I don't want to lie about them. I don't want what they have. I just want to embrace them. I'm not going to kill them, not even with my tongue. I don't want to gossip about them because that's a thing too. So we want to love everybody through our witness, amen, witnessing that agape love, that love that Jesus gives to us. I have to testify about this a little bit because in our first church in Bremerton, Washington, we had a member who caused me to cry nearly every Sunday. I was in tears. And so we would have evangelistic services every Friday. And so this one girl called me and she said, Lois, the Lord wants you to let him love this lady through you. You be his instrument of love. So we all went to the evangelistic service. We went, knelt around the altar, everybody praying in either silently or in English like I did during that time, and some praying in tongues or whatever. But anyway, that night, I began to pray for this lady like she was my best friend. She had an ugly spot on her face, and I was praying, Lord, remove that spot. And I was just praying for her. And then I've forgotten what the message was about that night, but it was strong. But here's what I remember. As I knelt down, and I figured that was part one of my baptism. He had to baptize me in love, first of all. he baptized, and I felt that holy embrace that night, and I know that was the beginning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It was a baptism of love, because I was able to love this person. Then, secondly, went to a great big meeting, and as I walked in, this is part two of my baptism. I'm just sharing with you my baptism. And this lady came in, I mean, as a lady who had gotten saved at age 65, a judge. She began to expound upon her life. But as I entered into that room, I felt the Spirit. And words of foreign language began to pop into my spirit. And I was just going, you know, I was just sitting there cool and calm. But, oh, God was doing a work on me. He was doing a perfect work in me that morning. So this judge, who had put many people in prison, now she's going across the waters, setting people free. So it doesn't matter what our age is. If we are willing to obey him, if we are willing to be used as his witness, you know, he can use anybody from 8 to 80, from from 3 to 103. It really doesn't matter so long as we commit our lives and our whole being to the Lord. As a matter of fact, in order to be a witness for the Lord, we got to wake up every morning with praising him. When I heard Sister Adrian talk about we need to bless the Lord, and I, in my sanctified imagination the other day, I was saying, you know, America is always saying, God bless America. And I said, I want to make a bumper sticker that says, America, bless God for a change. But anyway, we do need to bless the Lord. Every nation needs to bless the Lord. Everybody. We, you know, he made us all. And we've got to know that we are family as believers, whether we are from the continent of Africa or Asia or Europe or all the isles of the sea. We have got to really give him praise and give him and give him glory. Before we ask him for anything, we ought to be praising him for who he is as well as for what he does for us. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We love him, and we just want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I tell you, we can flow through when God is at work in our lives. Let's look at Revelation 12:11, and I love this, and this is the reason why we have to be testify, why we must be witnesses, because here it is, Revelation 12:11 says this, and I love it. We testify every Sunday because of this scripture, and it says, and they overcame him. Who did they overcome? Old Smooth with the devil. They overcame, and we can put our name in there. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus Christ, and the word, and listen, and the word of their testimony, the word of their witnessing, and did not love their lives to the death. And you think about that. Hey, this is how people overcome. I was reading a book some years ago. The name of the book is I Love Edie Amin by Bishop Kevin Guerra. And, of course, the Muslim tyrant during that time, he was killing up as many Christians as he could. And so this one day, they decided they were going to kill these four beautiful young men. And they stood there with a smile on their faces because they were being just like Stephen. They were happy to die for Jesus. So as they died, it was like, as Bishop Kevin Guerra said, it was like a seed was being planted. As they were planted into the ground, many souls got saved because of their death, because they were killed for the sake of Jesus Christ. They were witnesses even unto death. And so the book, he says, I love Idi Amin. Idi Amin was an atrocious guy. He hated Christians. And so, but he wrote that book, I Love Idi Amin, because he wanted the man saved. He wanted him sanctified. He wanted him to be more like Jesus instead of on his way to hell. Amen? And so when we look at different people, different cultures, different races, we have to say, that's my sister or my brother, and I want his soul to go up to heaven and not be in an eternal hell, because hell is no joke. You might have read Mary Kay Baxter's book on the divine revelation of hell, and where Jesus took her to hell for 30 nights so she could come back and tell people about the reality of hell. And so she also talked about the reality of heaven, how angels are taking notes on everything that we think, do, and say. So we have to be very careful and not to let the devil have our thought life. So if he has our thought life, then he's got us, amen? But we got to stomp it in the ground at the thought level. And then, but that divine revelation of hell will make everybody want to go to heaven, amen? I mean, it was a wonderful book. So there are so many people. I'm so grateful for all of the believers, all of the preachers, the teachers, the churches, the ministries, the books. God has a wealth of experiences for us, and so we just want to share that word with as many people as we possibly can. And when we witness to the Lord, I mean for the Lord as His witnesses, we got to remind our people that, listen, we are recruiting you to be in God's army. And if you're in God's army, you must be a disciple. You can't just join a church and not go back to the church. You got to join the fellowship, join Jesus Christ first and foremost, and then you got to be a disciple. You got to be fed, or else the devil will come and snatch you away. So we got to make sure that people who come into the church, because we witness to them, that we can keep them in with our love, with our prayers, with sharing the word with them, with sharing the miracles that you have received. Because you know He's still a miracle working God. He's still doing great things in the land, not just miracles of provision, but miracles of healing, miracles of salvation, miracles of being a Holy Ghost psychiatrist. Amen. Some of us need to be healed emotionally. So we know that Jesus is our psychologist. We have the mind of Christ. So He will teach us how to think and how to behave as we sit at His feet. Amen. So we know about Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We know about Jehovah Nisi, who helps us to win battles. We know about El Rohi, the one who sees. We know about El Shaddai, the pour forth of blessings. Hallelujah. We know about all these wonderful names of God, but He is also a great psychologist, a great man, a great God who knows how to regulate our thought life, regulate our souls and our minds, so that we can share the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, again, we are His witnesses. We are living testimonies. We are lively stones that build up His kingdom, His church, and His body. And we are witnesses because He has filled us up with that unconditional love that's able to love all peoples around the world. We are and decree that we are love agents. We are that goes beyond our borders and beyond our jurisdictions. We're going to love. We're going to testify. We're going to be a mighty warrior for his kingdom. We're going to build up the body of believers because he's coming soon, y'all. He's coming soon. He's coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Amen. Hey. He's coming for the saints. Hallelujah. And we want to take as many souls with us as possible. Praise God. And again, I want to thank you, Sister Bernard, for this opportunity to share the word with you today. Amen.
God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, that was the word. That was the word. I don't know if you all got it all, but if you didn't get it, you can go back to the archives. That is a word. She said, we overcome. And she gave you some scriptures. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. God has some witnesses in the land, in our homes, on our jobs, everywhere we go. There is a witness. Because remember, he's not going to be left, Pastor McCullough, without one.
Amen.
He said our very words are going to testify against us. Our actions is going to testify against us.
Yes.
It's about souls, people of God. It's about telling somebody about the good news. What is the good news? The death, the burial, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we can just keep that in our view, then we wouldn't be ashamed. We wouldn't be shy about telling people everywhere we go that Jesus lives. We are his witnesses. Somebody said we're the only Bible some folks ever see, some folks ever read. So therefore, we have to live and walk circumspectly before God where we can be that faithful witness.
Yes.
Oh, God, that was a word. That was a word. Hallelujah. We're going to open up our lines and see if you all have any questions or if you have any remarks. She has really, this was profound. This was profound. Some things is not meant for you to jump and shout. Some things are meant, some words are spoken. Sometimes the Holy Ghost just come in quietly, where we can examine ourselves, where we can take a look at the woman and the man in the mirror. Like Pastor McCullough, I like what she said. She said she just won't put it on our car, put a sign on and say, hey, how about blessing God? He has blessed us, so how about us blessing him? Jesus, you know, we always looking for the blessing. But why won't we just give God some praise and bless him? Aren't we thankful? Some of us get up in the morning and don't even say thank you, Jesus. We just get up and start moving about, getting ourselves together, and never tell the Lord thank you. Do you know he didn't have to wake you up this morning? But he said, my mercies. Because of the love and the kindness and the mercy and the grace that I have, he said, my mercies are renewed every morning. Who wouldn't bless a God like that?
Hallelujah.
Who wouldn't bless a God like that, that renew his mercies upon you each and every morning? How? He's already examined. He already have made up his mind each and every morning whom he's going to choose to wake up this morning. We don't wake ourselves up. He give us the activities of our limbs, but it's God that grant us grace to rise. It's God that grant us our legs and our arms and our mouth and all the other members of our body. And then we'll walk around all day with an attitude. Ah, the minister, Dr. Singleton, last week said, Pastor McCullough said, an attitude of gratitude. We were talking about blessing the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. So if you're going to bless him at all times, then that means you have to tell somebody about Jesus. You have to have a testimony every day and tell somebody about his goodness. Tell somebody about his love. Tell somebody how he picked you up one day. Ah, we were wretched and undone. We all, if it had not been for the grace of God, there go I. And then we got a nerve to look down on folks. We got a nerve to turn our nose up. Hallelujah, because we're living high on the hog, and somebody else may not even know where the next meal is coming from. We are witnesses, and we have to be effective witnesses. Like Pastor McCullough in our bio said, she said, she would like to see as many souls saved where they become, where they can become effective witnesses for the kingdom. Not for her ministry, but for the kingdom.
Yes,
we're trying
yes.
to build ministries because of souls, not for the popularity, not for the fame, not to boast how many folks you run in every Sunday or every week. Woo! Shame on you! This is about God is interested in souls. He's not interested in your money, your bank account, your prestige. God, that don't faze God, because he said a cattle on a thousand hills belong to me. I don't need your money. I don't need your fame. He said all I want you to do is serve me. All I want you to do is honor me. All I want you to do is glorify me. He said, I am a jealous God. We read on yesterday about Joshua. He told the children of Israel, he said, God, you can't serve God. Why? Because guess what? We're putting so many things before God. We're putting so many things before God. We put our families before God. Uh-huh. We extol them. We exhort them. And we don't give God no credit. We don't give him no glory. My brother did this for me. My sister did this for me. My mama did. Well, if God didn't touch him, they wouldn't do anything for you. Oh, God, this was a mess. We are witnesses. Pastor McCullough, I was going through. I said, Lord, what are we going to talk about? Usually when I don't hear nothing, we just flow on with the previous focus. But I kept hearing witness. I said, what are you saying? Jesus said, you have to be a witness. He wants some witnesses that's not afraid, that's not ashamed, that won't care about what they got on and how they look, if their hair done, won't care about the makeup. Hallelujah. Just tell somebody about Jesus. Just tell him how much he loved you. Just tell him where he's brought you from. Have he done anything for you? Hallelujah. If he's done something for you, then guess what? You owe it to God to be a witness. You owe it to God to tell somebody about his goodness. You owe it to God to help somebody. Martin Luther King said, if I could help somebody, my living won't be in vain. Who are we helping? Who are we telling about Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor McCullough. Glory to God. You have stirred me up here today. Yeah, glory to God. I guess those that's on the line, they know me. I'm always stirred up. But I'm stirred up for Jesus. I don't have no other way. I don't have no other life. Where can I go? He said, if you're going to the mountains, lo, I'm there. If you're going to the valleys, lo, I'm there. Jesus is everywhere. There ain't no hiding place. You can't run from him. So therefore, since I know there's no hiding place from God, there is a hiding place in God. You can find a hiding place in God, but you have to give up something. You have to be willing, as we said, to be a witness, as Pastor McCullough said. It's not always a comfortable thing, and everybody's not going to love us. Everybody's not going to like us, but that's all right. Everybody didn't like Jesus. If they did, they wouldn't have killed him. Well, he would have, because for that purpose, he came. He came to be talked about. He came to be lied on, spit on, and beaten. That was his purpose. Guess what? To redeem us back. The faithful witness. Oh, this woman of God have ministered today. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
What can I render to the Lord? Ah, what can I give him? Hey, glory to God. Ooh, when you don't have nowhere else to go, you don't have nobody else to look to, all you can do is call on Jesus. He is our helper. He is our deliverer. He is our way maker. He is our provider. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor McCullough.
Praise God.
Such a rich word. She said, you need the Holy Ghost. She said, you can't be an effective witness, didn't she? We've been saying it all the while. You need some power. She read, that's the first scripture she read, Acts 1. After the Holy Ghost come, then you shall receive power. Hallelujah. To power to what? To be an effective witness. Oh, God, I bless you today for this word, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I see Prophetess Barbara on the line. Hallelujah. God bless you, Prophetess Teal. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God bless you too, Pastor Adrian. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing the people that you have on your broadcast that God has blessed you with. I mean, it's awesome, the words that are coming through to God's people. I see so many types and shadows of the speakers that I've heard on your broadcast. But one thing that God put in my spirit about what the speaker said and what you said, God said the biggest and the main thing of everyone that has been baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit is that now you belong to me. And I am the potter, and you are the clay. And no one can do the will that I call them to do without me. All I'm asking is that let go, saith the Lord, and let him be your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, everything. Because while he's raising you up, you're going to go through some changes. But that word will keep you strong, lift you up for to be a testimony that you may help somebody. The first thing he going to teach you is to get rid of you. And then he going to put that love that he has in himself, he going to put some of that in you. So that when you minister to his people, you will minister with love that they will receive what thus say the Lord. For them, we can't go out here without some love. We can't go out here with our carnal mind. We can't say that this is God if you're not going to let God raise you up and know what to say to those out there that are still in sin. He wants us to approach you. You bring them in with love.
That's right.
He raises us up. It's a purpose, pattern, and plan. And God said, when I finish with you, I'm going to send you out. Because you will be a testimony to be able to minister to my people on whatever level of the whatever they're going through, I will be able, and I'm well able, to allow you to speak into their heart.
God.
And
yes.
Draw things out that they may say, maybe I should try God. Tell them sometime
Amen.
To try God. Tell them you already tried the world. Tell them to try God. Because he said, if you seek me in righteousness, I will open up the windows of heaven. What you said about people with prosperity, see, a lot of people want what God got, but they don't want to give their whole heart 100% to God and let God raise them up to bring in the sheep. So we have got to let God be God and let him draw us to whomever he chooses to bring them in with love.
First, we got to get us
out of the way and so that we can go forth. We can't jump ahead of God. You got a call on your life? I suggest that you be still. Talk to God. Any questions you got about your call? Talk to God, because he's the one that orchestrated. He's the one that gave it to you, not man. You cannot take the gift of God and move into it when you got somebody holding you down. God said, first of all, ain't nobody going to hold you down, because when it's time for me to take you forth, can't nothing stop the doors from opening that I have for you. The young lady that was on, you got a lot of love in you. God is dealing with that love that's in you so that you won't be so hurt all the time, that you'll be able to let it roll off your back, because he's going to use you. Because I hear you speaking mostly of love, letting go. You are concerned about God's people. I read that book you're talking about, and it scared me, I tell you. I said, Lord, that was not the fear of the world that I had fear. It was the fear that what that woman wrote, that God told her to write, is true. That's the problem. We don't believe that God can take us to somewhere in the spirit to show us something and come back and tell the world.
See, that's where
we have a problem. Is anything too hard for God that he cannot take you somewhere to give you a word, to give you a message, to come back and tell my people? We are in perilous times. God is not going to just take you, sister, where he's going to take you somewhere else and be bold enough to come back and tell God's people. You see, because listen, we got some people out there, they won't even go to church because they don't like the church. They done had some bad experience with the house of God, and God ain't pleased. Because like you said, we get too high mighty. We get too stuck up on ourselves. We let titles just control us. It ain't our gift, it's God's gift. And you better
Amen.
Move out the way, I tell those that out there. Let God be God, because he gave you the gift. He's responsible for you walking in that gift. You can't jump ahead of God and walk up ahead of him with that gift. You got to let him raise you up. I've been walking for 40 years, 40 years out of pain and sorrow, but it was good for me. It was wonderful for me. Now I know how other people feel. I can go with some love, some compassion for God's people, because we have to have the love of Christ in us. We can't love as much as he, because we wouldn't be able to handle it. But it's enough to get out there and let God raise you up in the call that he has for you to be effective. You're only going to be effective in that let God be God, so that you can become an ego and fly high and surge low. Give your eagle's eye to discern, to draw out of people what they need out of them, and put a word in there so that they can say, maybe I should try God, because this is not working. You understand? We have to show who we are.
Amen.
We have to show who we are in Christ. This is too much. It's people are hung up so much on title. I mean, there was a time I didn't want to say I was a prophetess. You understand? But God said, everybody else saying, Bishop so-and-so, Pastor so-and-so, Apostle so-and-so. And what is your problem, Barbara? I called you. Be free with it. Be free with it. Sometimes you don't have to. Sometimes I will that you do. But you got to be free with it. when you walk and carry that cross, it ain't what you think it's going to be. But you can stand in the midst of the storm. God said, remember Psalms 23 every time you go through something. And remember this also. I'm going to take you to the Garden of Gethsemane every time I decide to take you to another level. And all I want from you is yay or nay. Do you want to go further? Because he takes us at different levels. Because he's the potter. And we are the clay. We have to stop running ahead of God. We're missing too much in the order of God concerning the call on our lives. I know what I'm talking about. I truly know. And all God says, sometimes if there's no way that you can see out, or if you feel like I'm not with you, bring that word to you. I said, I'll never leave you, nor would I ever forsake you. He's still there, but sometimes when you don't seem like you want, you sense his presence, I'm not talking about feel, because he feels sometimes take us all out of the proportion. You understand? You got to feel this, you got to feel that, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. Okay, because you're not going to feel what you think you should feel. Sometimes it's just, when there's no way out of nothing, be still. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because he is preparing you next level.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. I'm going to get off this phone now because I got your text and I wanted to tune in. I will be back coming on real soon after I get a few things out the way.
Amen, amen. Well, we appreciate your prophetess, Barbara. This is one of our friends in the gospel, one of our sisters in the Lord. I tell you, she's in Connecticut, up in Connecticut. And she has a word, always an encouraging word to impart to God's people. So God bless you. We're glad you were here.
And I want to say this to you, sister, that sister you are, but you know what? You need to take your rightful place. And I tell anybody, if I give you a word, you've got the right to ask God about it. But I've told you, and I'm going to tell you again. And if you really want, let God confirm it. But you are a pastor. You are a pastor, okay? So God is taking you up a little, okay? So
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I can sense it in my spirit because I was like that. So you got to, people would say, you a prophet, you a prophet, you a prophet. I felt in my spirit, but God took me to a mountain and he told me himself. He confirmed it before me, everything that was said through the years. So I'm telling you, my sister, you know, you are Pastor Adrian Bernard.
Jesus.
Let God speak to you about it. I stand on it. You have a right to question anything that anybody ever say to you.
Hallelujah.
Receive it. Question it. You got the right. So I'm going to get off here so I can get down to go downstairs and get myself going. And
God bless you. We appreciate it. We receive every word that is certainly come of God. And we know that we can always consult God on everything he speaks.
Everything. Because let me tell you something. Woo! You got to be careful. Now, this other young, the one that was ministering, God bless you. I speak abundance of blessings and revelations because God's going to use you mightily. Hallelujah. You already know it. He won't take you the places that he's taking you if he wasn't preparing you for a certain kind of ministry. God
praise
you, and I'll talk to you later, Pastor. Okay.
Glory to God. Jesus.
Praise God.
I love you, baby.
Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for that word. Bless the Lord for that prophetic word. Also, thank you, even to Pastor McCullough. She has such a sweet spirit.
Yes. That's the name. That's the name. Yes.
Pastor McCullough.
Okay. McCullough.
Yes,
I will lift you up. When I mean that, because
one more thing.
You said something about giving God his praise.
Yes.
Let me tell you, that's the power right there.
Amen.
We are just starting to realize that thank you, God. I glorify you, God. I worship you, God. That's free. When you thank him and you praise him, that praise go into worship automatically.
Yes,
and you'll be worshiping God and the atmosphere around you, your situation, your family, everything that you gave to God will change because he's smiling when we thank him and praise him and glorify him.
Amen.
God bless you guys. I got to go. I'll see you later. Bye.
God bless
you. Love you all.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I think this is Minister Donnie. Is this Minister Donnie? God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Adrian.
How you doing? So good to see you today.
Yes, you as well. Great one of God. I thank God. I came in a little late, Lord Jesus, so I missed the whole message.
Okay.
I thank God for being here now. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. Well, you're welcome to go back into the archives. We're talking about We Are Witnesses. That's our destiny focus for this week. We are witnesses. Effective witnesses. I tell you, God is doing something around the country, and I don't care what area you in, I don't care what denomination you in, God said he was going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
He's pouring out his
Glory
spirit upon all flesh. And as I said earlier last week, Minister Donnie, even when you go to Joel, and then you go into the book of Acts and you see that scripture where God said he was going to pour out his spirit. You know, I had never really took notice. You know, we always say upon our sons and our daughters and our young men and our old men. But we forgot even in that latter part. He said he's going to pour it out on your servants and your handmaids.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that means everybody in your house, God going to bless them. Oh, hallelujah, to be able to prophesy and speak his word. Pastor McCullough, I really hadn't paid that because, you know, we only emphasize our sons and our daughters when we talk about that scripture, but we leave out the servants, and we are the servants. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus said the greatest in the kingdom is the servant.
Yes.
Some of us, you know, we waiting on folks to wait on us. We want to be at the head table. Well, to the head table, how about becoming a servant?
Amen.
How about putting on your apron and serving somebody else? Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's what Jesus did. We are witnesses. Lord God, this is a heavy message today, a heavy message. I see Sister Lacombe out of Delaware. God bless you, sweetheart. How are you today? Thank you,
God
Minister Donnie.
You.
We always appreciate your posts, your encouraging posts on Facebook. We always like them. They're always very encouraging and just a word to encourage somebody, and that's what we need. People, we need help. We need help.
Yeah.
Even those that's in the body, even those that have already been saved and sanctified and filled with those, we all need help. Hallelujah, because we all are going through something. And if you're not going through something, honey, I don't know what kind of world you're living in, because we all are going through something, in and out. Amen. So we appreciate you. God bless you, Sister Lacombe. God bless you.
God bless you. How you doing?
We're doing wonderful. How's your family?
Amen. Everyone is well.
Good, good. We're just always so excited and happy to see you when you tune in. So God bless you. You have any comments or anything
ma'am.
You'd like
pertaining
to the word or any
God
questions?
For allowing me to see another day, and I'm glad to hear each and every one of y'all on here. And I pray that the Lord will bless your finances and bless your health in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for that, and we certainly receive that prayer for all of us that's on this line. Amen. I'm going to see if Sister Dawn, are you available? Amen. We had some other callers on the line that dropped off, but we thank God for each and every one of you all. We're going to go to our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, have her remarks, and then we're going to go on back to our speaker for the hour and have her final remarks. God bless
Amen.
You. She didn't say it.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. Is this a blessing when Jesus Christ sent a rhema word from heaven down to his people? It's just a blessing. And, you know, through all your words you spoke, Pastor McCullough, it registered me about love, you know, and we got to have love, like Jesus' love. So I pray
yes.
for allowing you to come on and bless his people. And that's about all I got to say is love. It's all about love. If we have love,
yes.
we don't have anything. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. 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 We thank God for Pastor McCullough. She's just the sweetest little lady you ever want to meet, but she's fiery. Hallelujah. And she means business for the kingdom. Please don't take that little lady for granted. She loved the Lord and loved God's people. So we just thankful that you taking some time to fellowship with us today and minister the word to us, Pastor McCullough. We appreciate you so much.
Thank
God. Pastor McCullough.
Yes, okay. Well, I just wanted to say how much I appreciated sharing this word with everyone and for this opportunity. It's a great opportunity, you know, for us who love talking about Jesus. Amen. So we love talking about the Lord. And I just wanted to share a little something about, it's really a testimony. It's the Native American Holy Ghost Conference is coming up. In Elk Grove, for Labor Day. And so this is for everybody, but they are in leadership of this Native American Holy Ghost Conference. And what is so beautiful, let me tell you, God is moving upon these people in the spirit of love because they plan on going to the White House in Washington, D.C. And telling America, we forgive you for taking our land. We forgive you for all the atrocities that you have done to us. So I'm excited about seeing the different peoples around the world getting close to God. And, of course, Pastor Adrian, and God had been calling you Pastor in my spirit, too, but I wasn't sure. So I'm going to say, Pastor Adrian, I sent you the information about the Women of Purpose, which will be multicultural, the Women of Purpose meeting, which is coming up in October. And women are going to be washing the feet of pastors and apologizing for not giving the men their proper place. And we want men of the land, whether they're red, yellow, black, and white. The founder of this organization is Dr. Virginia Phillips, a black woman who lives in Oregon. And so God has given her a great vision. I'm telling you, God is moving in our land, whether CBS, ABC, or any of those networks know it or not. God is moving. But see, what God is doing is not put in the newspapers or on the radio, but he is moving mightily through programs like this, Reverend Adrian. He is moving through all the prayer lines. He's moving mightily across the universe. And I just thank God for what I have seen within the last few days. And I'm so grateful to have been a part of this event today. And God bless you, Pastor Adrian.
So you have the information where this is going to be held, Pastor McCullough?
Yes, it's going to be held. Hold on a minute. It's going to, oh, it would be so fun to go. I'll just read this to you. Labor Day weekend, September 1st and 2nd, 2013, is going to be held at the Jerusalem Center. And the Native American Holy Ghost Conference, location, the Barn Revival Field, 10140 Bruceville Road, Elk Grove, California, 95757. All tribes, all nations, all people are welcome, all veterans. Special on-site revival ministers, free admission, native drums, singing and dancing camp set up. And you're not hearing no soul and no gospel, but it'll be the native. We're all invited, okay? But anyway, and I was just happy to hear that testimony, because the man who was at the meeting last Friday, he's Indian, and so he had had an experience whereby he was a foreman on this job, and he died. The explosion went off and chopped off his fingers, and his fingers are intact, amen. And so he died for about several hours, and so God healed him. And so his ministry is called the Breath of God Ministries, because God breathed on him the breath of life. Goes around. He doesn't have a title, but he's a servant of the Most High God. Goes around praying.
God. And thank you,
going around witnessing and praying over. And so that's what we all can do. But anyway, I didn't mean to say all of that, but I just wanted to share that little tip, because I tell you, last weekend I was so fired up. I tell you, I came home. I had all kinds of energy. That man was praying over me, and he was asking God to give me divine energy. And all we got to do is ask for it, and he'll give it to us. And I came home and work done. Hallelujah. But,
amen. Well, we're just so happy that you were able to share with us today, and we're not going to hold you. We're going to ask Pastor McCullough to dismiss us with the word of prayer, and we'll see you back on the air. Remember, this Destiny Focus is We Are Witnesses. So tune in tomorrow and Thursday, and remember, Provoke Fridays with Pastor Hamilton. Amen. Amen. So God bless you, Pastor McCullough. We're going to let you dismiss us, and we're going to sign on off. God bless you all. Have a good day.
Amen. God, Father God, we thank you for this time of prayer, preaching, teaching, witnessing. And Father, we pray that we will go out as your witnesses, filled with your love, your power, your humility, your grace. And, oh, Father, we want to just be the way you want us to be. Now, Lord, may everyone on this line be the head and not the tail, be above only and not beneath. Oh, God, to be great servants of yours. Oh, Father, so we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we honor you, and thank you, Lord, for filling us and blessing us and using us to be your servant. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor McCullough. Thank you, Minister Donnie. We appreciate you, Sister Ruby, our co-host, and all.
On Calvary, and now. I can see my storm. Come on, can you port your storm right now? My storm has moved away. And thank you for peace. Even though my heart is breaking, I'm at peace. I never thought I would be shaken. Oh Lord, Lord, I remember the day, Lord. I remember the moment, Lord. You came and laid your hands on me, and now, oh, 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 Lord, you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm has moved away. You came and laid your hands on me. And now, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. You came and laid your hands on me. And now, it'll be all over in the morning. You came and laid your hand on me. And now, I can see my storm has moved away.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.